We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Hey. V'ze b'chinas soid ho'ibur. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning now, we can relate to the term soid ho'ibur, which is a term that's used in the Gemara, in many Sforim, the secret of calculating the years. You know, this calculating whether a year should be an Ibur Yor or not, whether we have to add an additional month, Adar Sheni, and also how we calculate the months. Soid Daika, Rav Nosson Zal says, note the word that's used about it, soid, a secret. Bechinas soidois ha-Torah, because this is tied into the secrets of Torah. Ki achshov tzrichin lahachzik ha-dovar hazeh besoid, because nowadays, today, we need to keep this a secret. Ki miyizgala ha-soid hazeh, dahainu soid kiddush ha-chodesh, soid miloi ha-levona mepigimos, she'oz oila ha-levona, b'chinas malchus ha-tein soif, because if we will reveal this secret, the secret of kiddush ha-chodesh, the secret of the moon being corrected from any deficiency, any defectiveness, which allows the moon, which symbolizes the malchus, to have its aliyah, to rise up to the point of Ein Soif, that the Malchus, which now is in a defective state, just like the moon is in a defective state, it'll be able to rise up to the Oir Ein Soif, Im Kein Yizbatel Ho'olam Lagamri, then the world will cease to exist. The world will be nullified. Ki achshov adayin yefsher lekabel ulahasig Oir Hasech Lazer, because today, when I say today, I mean nowadays, you know, in these generations, it's impossible for us to receive and understand this great seichel, the seichel of the soid huibur, the seichel of the oirein soif. V'alkein ha-hechrech shiyeh besoid, and therefore it must be kept a secret. V'asoid ze bi'atzmoi b'chinas ha-tzimtzum. And the fact that it's secret, that in itself is a concept of tzimtzum. Shal yedei shehadovar besoid, al yedei zeh hu bechinas tzimtzum oir. By the fact that it's being kept secret, that's a concept of limiting the light, restricting the light. Shal yedei zeh daiko yechoyin legalos malchus yizborach. And that's what allows us today to be able to reveal Hashem's malchus. Shehu bechinas kiddush ha-chodesh, which is the kiddush ha-chodesh that we perform nowadays. Vezeh bechinas tznius. And this is also the famous concept in Yiddishkeit of tznius, keeping things low profile, hidden, especially women dressing, the concept of modesty, modesty in dress, modesty in the way a person behaves, not to make a lot of noise, not to be ostentatious. Shehimido toiva moid. This is a very good midah, attribute. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says, ein lecho yofe min atznius. There is nothing better than tznius. Bechinas v'hatznei aleches im Hashem aleikecha. Try to go with hiddenness, with reservedness, with Hashem. Ki tzrichin achshov behechrech lehisnaig bavoidas Hashem b'hatznei u'besoid kedei shlo yichas v'shalom bechinas ribuy oir v'yuchzar hakoil ein soif. Because nowadays we must conduct our avodas Hashem low key, tsanua, and secretive, so that it shouldn't chas v'shalom be a concept of ribuyor, where we're trying to show off too much light, and then everything will go to ein soif, and the malchus won't be able to be revealed. Because as we learned earlier, in order for the malchus to be able to be revealed, there has to be a tzimtzum, just like when Hashem first created the world. In order for there to be a bria, in which He could reveal all of His midos, especially His malchus, there had to be a tzimtzum of the light, so too throughout the existence of the world. In order for us to be able to be mamlech Hashem, we must keep the oir limited, restricted. V'zeh b'chinas tefila b'lachash. This is the concept of Shmon Esrei, one of the most important tefillos that we have, and yet we say it silently. Kal yedei ha-tefila, al yedei ze ikar aliyoso. Because we know that tefila is that item which brings about the greatest aliyah for the malchus. The Arizal says this very clearly, that even though every mitzvah we do affects the malchus of Hashem, But the top of the top, the thing that brings about the greatest elevation and tikkun hamalchus is tefillah. Al yedei zeh ikar aliyoso. Ve'oz oyle hamalchus adein soif. And in tefillah, we're zeche to elevate the malchus from bottom to the top, ad to ein soif. It's interesting. I was just speaking about this morning to somebody. I remember my father-in-law, Zechron Avracha, Rav Rosenfeld, when he gave shiurim in Tikkuni Zohar, he quoted a few psukim and a few items that are very helpful for this. This is a very important concept, and if you hear it clearly, you have it. Obviously, each one of us on our level. In the Midos of Hashem, the lowest midah is Malchus. Malchus is number 10 on the bottom. The top midah is Keser, the crown. Keser, Malchus, usually are synonymous. A crown is worn for a king. A crown represents Malchus, and Malchus represents Malchus. So what's the story here? The answer is, the story is Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Hashem is really one. And even though to us the terms Chesed and Gvura seem to be opposites, right and left seem to be opposite, we know that reality, it's not true. Hashem is one, Bnei Yisrael is one, the Torah is one. That's a statement, a famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh. Kutshe Brichu V'Yisrael V'Oirai Sochadu. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. What do you mean the Torah is one? That's ridiculous. There's 613 mitzvahs, and they're broken out into two very distinct categories, don't and do. You're going to tell me don't and do is the same thing? The answer is definitely yes. In the eyes of Hashem, and on a higher level, when a person is zeicha to study the Torah more deeply, they get to see how it's all really one. And in many sforim of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, they show you in many cases how what seems to be a machloikis in the Gemara, this rabbi says like this, and this rabbi says like this, ve'elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, and they're not disagreeing whatsoever. They're really saying this, they're really in agreement. It's just he's talking about this, and he's talking about, there's no disagreement between them, number one. So here especially, when we talk about the Malchus and Keser, the Zohar HaKadosh quotes a pasuk, a famous pasuk that all of us say every day. Ani Rishoin, va'ani Achroin, umi balodai ein Elokim. Ani Rishoin, I am first, va'ani Achroin, and I am last. Umi balodai, and without me, there is no Hashem. Ani is a term that's used to refer to Malchus. There are many psukim, ani ledoidi vedoidi li. There are psukim, which the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sforim show us clearly that the word ani refers to Malchus. Ayin, the word ayin, which means nothingness, represents Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is referred to as Ein Sof, infinite, nothing, you know, as intangible as could be, as spiritual as could be. Ani and Ayin are the same exact letters. It's the same word. Aleph Nun Yud, Aleph Yud Nun. So this is why the Pasuk says, Ani Rishon Vanuchon. It's the same me. Don't get confused. Ani Rishon, I am the first, I am the Keser. Vani Achron, and I'm the Malchus. It's one and the same. So here also, we mention the concept of Tefillah Belachash. Said it shouldn't be Riboyoyer, and everything should go to Ein Soif, and then we won't be able to reveal the Malchus at all. We're saying that, again, on one hand, this is all one. It's terminology that's being used for us to be able to have some idea as to how things work in terms that we can relate to. That's the whole point here. This is all taking place on spiritual levels in completely different things. However, Hashem, with his infinite kindness, allows himself to have names, to be confined into a name, Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, so that we can speak about him. So we can, if not for the names, Rabbein Zal says the Quran, we wouldn't have any way to speak about Hashem. And here also, the midos of Hashem give us a way to be able to relate to Hashem in ways that we can relate, etc. So here Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this is the concept of Tefillah Belachash. That's Ikar Aliyas HaMalchus, V'ozoy LaMalchus, and then the Malchus goes up to Ein Soif. Because the Malchus is a moving target. This is also a very important point that if people either are aware of, or if not, we'll try to describe it a little bit. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Malchus symbolizes the woman, the other spheroids, let's say from Chesed through Yesod, symbolize the man. The six midos of Chesed through Yesod are six. Six is the letter Vav. The letters Vav and He of Hashem's name Yudke Vavke represent Kaviyachol, as if we could say a male and female. Now, female, we know that a woman can be on one of three, everyone can be on different levels, but a woman relative to her husband can take one of three positions. There are certain places in the Torah where it seems to place the woman below her husband. V'hu yimshoil boch, there's a pasuk that says that, seeming to imply he's over you. There's a concept of shove b'shove, there's a concept of them working together, husband and wife. Kabet esavicho v'simecha, father, mother, couple, union, achdus. And there's another pasuk, eshes chayil ateres balo. A woman of valor is the crown on her husband's head. Crown means above. A crown is on top of the person. So the Tikkun Ezra shows that this is the concept in the letters of the Aleph Beis, the letters in the Nekudos. Malchus is represented by a chirik, a dot, because Malchus is the leslo migarmo klum. It has not. It's total darkness. A dot is all dark. It's all black, you know, wall-to-wall blackness, a chirik. And there are many reasons why. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in Torah Vav and Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in about 3-4 chapters on Likut Imran. But this is elaborated on in the Tikkuni Zohar and others forum. They explain the Nekudos, the Tam, and everything. Chirik is Malchus. Vav, the letter Vav, very often, is used to represent Zeranpin, the Chesed through Yesoid. It's six Midos, and that's the male. So the Zohar Kodesh says, you can have a Vav with a Chirik on bottom of it. V, for example, it would be pronounced V. You can have a Vav with a dot inside of it, where they're equal, which is the U sound. One of the Nekudos in the Hebrew language is a Kubutz, a shuruk, which is a vav with a dot inside of it. It's called malupum. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it in Torah Lamed Daled in the Likutei Moharan. A vav with a dot inside of it. And then you can have a vav with a dot on top of it, which is called cholam. You know, a vav, an oi sound with a vav and a dot on top of it. That's this concept of the malchus taking one of these three positions. Sometimes the malchus is below, sometimes it's equal, and sometimes the Malchus goes above Zeranpin. And this is terminology when we speak about Aliyas HaMalchus. And the Malchus sometimes goes completely out of bounds. Sometimes the Malchus falls into the hands of the Sitra Achra Chas Hashem. That means it goes below the line. In other words, if we draw a line on bottom, that this is the spectrum of Kedusha. It goes from bottom to top, from Malchus to Keser. Sometimes that Malchus Chas Hashem goes down into the place of the Sitra Achra in order to extract from there sparks of Kedusha. That's a positive reason as to why that happens. Sometimes it happens negatively when we commit sins, Chas V'Shalom, when we allow our Yetzer Hara to rule over us. The Yetzer Hara is called a Melech, Melech Zokin Uksil. When we put him in charge of us and we allow him to convince us to do bad things, we're taking the Malchus and bringing it down into the Sitra Achra, taking it out of bounds completely. I just wanted to mention this because this terminology is being used here. We should have some way of relating to it. This is why we have to make this tikkun of tefillah, this most important tefillah, which is the tefillah of Shmon Esrei, which is when we're going up to the highest place. Because don't forget, the Arizal explains that the tefillah of Shachris is broken up into four levels. Karbonos is phase 1, Psukei Dezimra is phase 2, Kriya Shema and its Brochus is phase 3, Shmon Esrei is 4, the top. Karbonos corresponds to Olam HaYisia, corresponds to the Hay of Yudkei Vavkei, the Malchus. Psukei Dezimra, the Jews going up, moving up to the next world, the world of the angels, Olam HaYitzira it's called, which is the Vav of Yudkei Vavkei. Kriya Shema and its Brochus, we're going up to the world of Bria, which is sometimes called Olam HaKisei, the world of the throne of Hashem. This is why the Arizal says a person should sit preferably for Birchas Kriya Shema. In other words, from Baruch, right after Baruch Hu, till right before Shmon Esrei, corresponding to that. And when a person walks back those three steps for Shmoneh Esrei, and then walks forward, when he's taking those three steps back, he's leaving, he's exiting from any physical whatsoever, and when he takes those three steps forward, he's going into the Olam Ho'atzilus, he's going into the top of the top, corresponding to that Yud of Yudke Vavke, corresponding to the Keser, corresponding to Ein Sof. So this is why there, especially, quiet, mum's the word, silence, because so that there shouldn't be any ribuy oyer. If we make any noise there, it'll be a concept of ribuy oyer, and the person can get blown out, chas v'shom. It can cause an explosion. Rav Nosson Zal says, Bechinas soid kiddush ha-chodesh. So the silent Shmoneh Esrei corresponds to the concept of the secret of kiddush ha-chodesh, as it's called. Secret, it's kept silent. We don't talk about it publicly. Soy daika, kidei shelo yuchzar hakoil ein soif, so that we don't blow our watts, you know, and everything go back to nothingness. Chas v'shalom. Ki achshav adayin loy nizgala ze haseichel shel kiddush hachodesh shetucha lehizgalos hamalchus ad ein soif. Because today, while we're still in golus, while things are not yet where they're supposed to be, we're not at perfection. We're not yet ready to reveal this seichel of Kiddush HaChodesh, which can elevate the Malchus to Ein Soif, you know, to the V'yafal Pikein, and yet V'afal Pikein Nuchal Kabel Malchus Yoleinu. In other words, we're not ready to elevate the Malchus all the way to the top, to Kaviyachol screw it into the Oyer Ein Soif, without it and us still be able to do mitzvot and ma'aseh and tovim, us still be able to have Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shamayim. If we try to do it now, if we try to bring the Malchus up to Ein Sof in an open way, it'll just blow everything up. Everything will explode, chas v'shalom. It'll be ribuy oyer. Ki zeh ha-sechel lo yizgala ad losid. Because this sechel of the secret of Kiddush HaChodesh, this sechel of the oyer Ein Sof, will only be revealed in the future. Sheyia oyer alavona korachama, when the Gemara tells us the light of the moon and the light of the sun will be equal then. She'oz yiskayim v'hoy Hashem l'melech al kol horetz, then Hashem will be accepted as king over the whole world. Aval achshov, afilu beis sheroitzen lahamshech eze ha'oro mebichin azu. Whereas nowadays, even at times that we want to try to draw a little bit of that light, shehu bechinas aliyas hamalchus, the light of seeing the malchus go up, you know, in a serious way, bechinas kiddush hachodesh, bechinas mi zois oile, as we mentioned earlier, mi im zois oile, the mi representing the upper shechina, im zois, together with zois being the lower shechina, the malchus, having them both go up together, shehu bechinas na, which we spoke about, tzrichin lasoi zois besoid. Nowadays, it has to be done in secret. Bebechinas soid hoibur, as the Gemara refers to it, the secret of the calculation. Bechinas tefila balachash, corresponding to the concept of the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Vezeh merumos bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar hanal, b'mashekos avshom al maimar Rabbeinu Zal. This is hinted to in chapter 49 in Likutei Moharan, which this halach is based on, in the Gemara that Rabbeinu Zal quotes. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara there, Itzach gusa, if your wife is short, gochin, bend down, velochishla, and whisper to her, meaning listen to her, hear her out, you know, hear. Dahainu shetzrichin lahalois hamalchus mebechinas itzach gusa, meaning our avoid in this world is to lift up the malchus. The malchus is down there, it's low, it's in a low state. Our avoid is to lift up the malchus from this category of itzach gusa, mebchinas hamoyer hakoton, from its definition today. Today the malchus is called moyer hakoton. Remember, it started off as shnei moyeros hagdolim. When Hashem first created the sun and the moon, they were both two major, large lanterns. The moon complained. Hashem said, "Lechi umati esatzmech, you shrink." And then we see in the next pasuk, we see them refer to as hamoyer hagodol lememsheles bayoyim, vahamoyer hakoton lememsheles balayla. The Malchus nowadays is called Moyer HaKoton, like in the story of Sipurei Maisis that Rabbeinu Zal told about the Rav and Ben Yochid, where Rabbeinu Zal reveals at the end of the story that the Rav was Moyer HaGodol, the Ben Yochid was the Moyer HaKoton. If those two would get together, Mashiach would come. And so when those two get together, the sun and the moon get together properly, it's all over, Mashiach comes. V'zeh ulechishlo, and this is why the Gemara says there, and whisper to her. Bechinas tefila balachash. The Gemara is alluding to this concept of this tefila balachash, this silent tefila, that when you're davening Shmon Esrei, where you're going into the place of Ein Soif, you're trying to connect the Malchus with Ein Soif, don't you dare show that openly. Whisper, super quiet. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Memtes and Likut Imran, where Rabbein Ezal explains this Gemara. Tefila balachash daiko, look what it's called. It's called tefila balachash. And I remember my father-in-law once said that the word lachash, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, lachash, lamed ches shin, which is 338, is bigematria 13 times yud kei vav kei, showing that this represents the 13 midos of kindness of Hashem, which again is the top. That's the keser, that's the oirein, that's the super high level rachmonis of Hashem. That's what a person's tapping into when he says that tefila balachash, you know, that Shmon Esrei. Because when we want to elevate this Malchus from the status of Moir HaKoton, we want to take it out of the category of Moir HaKoton and make it part of Shnei Moiros HaGdoilim, Shezeo Bechinas Mi Imzois Oilekana, like the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it says Mi, the upper Shechina, Imzois, and the lower Shechina, are both going up together, they're traveling together, just like we're going to read in a few days on Shavuos, we're going to read Megillas Rus, and I mentioned this once before a few weeks ago, that in Rus, it speaks about Rus, the hero, the heroine Rus, from whom comes forth Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach. She represents the Malchus Tigdusha, and she married the children of the son of Noami. Noami represents the upper Shechina, Bina, which is called Noyam Ho'elyon. That's the term that's used for it in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus. It's called Noami. And the Pasuk says there that Orpah left. There were two sisters that had married two brothers, Orpah and Rus, and their husbands died, and they still, it seemed as if they wanted to stick to Naomi, and Naomi tried to push them both away. Orpah took the bait, she left. As soon as the door was open for her to leave, she left, and whole story of what happened with her. And Rus said, I ain't leaving for nothing. Wherever you go, I go, you live, I live, you die, I'm with you all the way. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explained Megillas Rus. You know, there's so much written about Rus in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus. So again, Rus represents Malchus, that hay, the last hay of Yudkei Vavkei. Naomi represents Bina, the first hay of Yudkei Vavkei. There's a pasuk in Rus, after Naomi tries to reject Rus, and Rus refuses her, the pasuk says, Vatelachnu shtehen yachdov. They both went together. So the Sifrei Kabbalah in Shtein is Shtei Hayin. The two Hays went together. Naomi and Rus, they're one. They're this Mi Imzois that are Oila. It's these two Shechinas that are really inseparable. You know, when things are right, they're inseparable. They travel together. They go up together. Shezeh Nase Al Yedei HaTfila Kemavur Shem B'Maimaral. This is accomplished. This Aliyah for these two Shechinas is accomplished through our tefillah, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Memtes and Likut Emran. Alkein tzrichen la'asoy zois balachash bebechinas soy. This is why this has to be said silently. This has to become a secret, the secret of Kiddush HaChodesh. Sheze bechinas soy Kiddush HaChodesh kanal, veze bechinas tzniyus shel hazivug. And this is why it's so important for there to be tzniyus when a man and woman are together. Shetzorech liyos betznius godol, ki zivug digdusho hi bebechinas hanal. Because this union between husband and wife is what we're speaking about here. Lehalois isha yiras Hashem, we're trying to elevate the isha yiras Hashem mebechinas moer hakoton, from its status of moer hakoton, where she is lower, Lebchinas Shnei Ma'oiros HaGdoilim, where the husband and wife should become one. Shnei Ma'oiros HaGdoilim, two equal lanterns. He's elevating her, he's lifting her up to be one with himself. V'tzoro sheyeh betznius godol, bebchinas soyit ho'ibur, the concept of the tefillah balachash. Look how Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how these seemingly completely different items in Yiddishkeit are all, it's one symbolism, it's one concept. There's so much about this. in Likutei Halachos Evan Ezer, where Rabbi Nosson Zal explains the concept of getting married, that the woman is the malchus, and again the malchus is the most vulnerable. When the Nochash attacked, he knew not to go to Adam Rishon. He went to Chava. He knew that's where he has the best shot. And this is the whole super chashivos of getting married. The person getting married, that's Tikkun HaMalchus. He's taking the Malchus and lifting it up and uniting it, making it one with Zeranpin, with the Zohar, with Kutche Brichu. And that's the whole concept of being Mesameach Ishtoi, because the Isha is the closest to the Sitrachra, to the Klipois, to Atzvus, to depression. She is very easily drawn down, pulled down to there. And the obligation of the husband is L'sameach es ishtoi, to elevate her, to bring this Malchus into the Kedusha. By bringing Simcha, there should be joy there.